This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Do you think there's anybody who has a podcast where they just facetune their face the entire time?
Like, I know you can have like a face. You can definitely edit your videos like that, like Instagram stories.
Right.
Actually, you can. I know that there's a filter where you can film YouTube videos and there's like a filter on you, but I don't know what it is.
But like,
I know a YouTuber that does it and I'm not about to drop a name.
But does it ever like glitch? Wait, really? Like if you like turn your head or something, it like didn't catch
yes.
your face in that moment
yeah,
and everyone
find it.
Just sees your face yeah. just shrink up a bit?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of freaky.
Well, I was in the Kardashians when they do their confessionals. It's all like tuned and airbrushed already.
Yeah,
It's definitely like some filter that's like...
That's bizarre.
You're already perfect looking.
But we have no filter on here, but this isn't unfiltered.
This is filtered.
This is Hoot and a Half.
This is Hoot.
Oh, yeah.
You want to come in and say hi?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, come on in. Zane's
so
here.
Hey.
Zane and Carly.
Wow.
Hi,
come on.
Zane.
It's okay, like old times.
Oh, my God. He's literally going to break my legs. Ow. I mean, ow.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Zane.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Nice seeing you around town.
How's your hangover?
I'm pretty bad.
I can tell. It's really gross.
Can you smell it?
Yes.
What did you drink last night?
I drank
give him the mic.
Margaritas. I drank a lot of margaritas, and I drank a lot of that mezcal azul.
Neither do I.
I look like the girl from Powerpuff, or the lady from Powerpuff Girls, where like you see the whole body except for the face. That's what I look like. Right. Love you guys so much. You have a great episode.
Thank you, Zane. Enjoy Huntington.
Much love, Zane.
Easy on the mezcal.
All right.
Ew, it's so smoky. I hate mezcal. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like smoky whiskey.
It's disgusting. No, it's tequila, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Sorry, I'm thinking of smoked whiskey. Like when people like smoke their whiskey.
People do that?
Or they smoke their whiskey glass.
The glass. You've seen that before?
No.
I don't know if that's different. There's like a piece of wood that they light and then the smoke emits from the thing and then they put the cup on the glass. Like they put the glass on the smoke.
Fancy. These are the type of targeted ads we get as men. Like
yeah.
they really want us as men to think that there's something soft about us and that whiskey is going to be the thing that like...
Especially smoky.
Wood.
Yes. We
yes.
need to light something on fire. We need to cut something out of nature.
A field guide to whiskey, like books or like old school razor shave kits from
yes.
like the 1920s. They want you to like straight blade shave. And like create your own shaving cream in
right.
your own bathroom. They think that like we as men want to do that.
Yeah. I just get like organic tampons.
Will you buy organic tampons?
Sometimes, yeah.
What makes a tampon organic?
I honestly, all I really know is like the packaging is like biodegradable.
Okay.
And stuff. So I don't, and there's no scent. There's no perfume in the.
They scent tampons?
Yes, they do. Like
Ooh.
Most of them. But you can also buy like Pearl, for example.
Okay.
Pearl's like a really big tampon brand. They'll be scented, but they also sell unscented.
What's
a tampon?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Okay. Yeah, you just.
I remember.
Is that the sound it makes?
It goes, and then you go, whoop.
It's like a bop it. Like,
yeah.
Well, getting off.
Anyways,
tampons.
Welcome back
to Hoot and a Half. We have Carly and Contro in the house,
and I'm wearing red.
Carly, it's so good to see you, and it's
Thanks.
So great to like see you.
I know,
see you.
I know. I feel so weird.
We haven't seen each other in a long time.
I know. I don't know. I feel like nervous. I don't know if it's because I'm doing a podcast or I'm just around people. I mean, I've like been around people, but
yeah.
I feel like I haven't been around you guys really in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a couple times.
Do you have to like just now you're starting out just like little doses then like instead
kind
of like fully
yeah.
being out to
I
just
mean,
adjust?
Yeah, I was so used to just being gone all day and then coming home at like 2 a.m. and then just like getting ready in the morning and going and filming again. But I'm so used to like being... I'm like in bed at 8 p.m. and like I'm in love with it. But I feel like I have to get out of that because.
Yeah, I feel like that's been happening lately when we're like have been like partying and like kind of drinking with friends. We're like our sleep schedule is
yeah.
like not what it used to be.
Yeah.
Because the weekends for our mind and body should feel like weekdays.
Yes.
Like we're not used to like, oh, this is the fun 2 days that you normally
yeah.
have. And it's weird getting back in sync.
I know. It's really strange, but. I'm like happy when we're all fully vaxxed, which is crazy.
Vaxxed and relaxed.
Vaxxed and relaxed.
Which vaccine did you get?
Oh my God.
Same one as you, baby.
Is this boring? Do people not want to hear about vaccines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw someone was talking about like, what vaccine did you get is the new what's your sign? And it's just like, okay, nobody cares. It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
I kind of care though. I don't know why. Not because I'm judging it. I'm just like so interested.
I like to say we got the limited edition version, the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
I like that one too.
The first good batch.
Yeah. Well, they unpaused it though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So now we're good.
Yeah.
And that's we're good. All way, like I'm a month out. You guys are probably like 2 months out.
Yeah. So a little, I think about a month and a half.
Yeah. A month and a half? Has it been that
it
long?
Was I feel like March it was 17th.
2 months ago.
March 17th was the day we got ours.
Wow.
Science.
Ready to go. Yeah. Were you nervous about getting a shot? Do you like shots?
I recently hate needles for some reason. And I always feel like I'm going to pass out, but it's all mental. I've never felt like I was going to pass out my body wise, but like on the way there, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to go into my body and I don't know how I'm going to react, but it was fine. Nolan actually, he's never had a panic attack in his life or anything like that. And he kind of had one right after he got the shot. Yeah. And so it was kind of scary for a couple minutes, but it was also like 90 degrees outside. And he had a sweatshirt and sweatpants and he was like,
probably didn't eat all day.
Probably not. We went at like noon and he usually doesn't eat breakfast. So
did they tell you after you got the shot that you have to go into another parking lot and wait for 10 or 15 minutes?
Well, it wasn't a drive up. It was just like,
oh, you did a walk up in.
Yeah. You had to walk in. And then there was like this caged area where you had to sit after for 15 minutes, and that's when he started freaking out, was in that area. But
yeah, they made us go into a parking lot and they said if you experience any side effects, honk your horn.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was more nervous about was being in the parking lot and just starting to hear somebody honking their horn.
Yeah.
Like that, like, oh,
like,
no,
what's happening? Who is
we
it?
Got a bad batch on this side. But luckily that didn't happen and now we're all good.
It's
and
such a weird 15 minutes because you're like, what am I looking out for?
Yeah,
this is everything right here.
I think I'm fine.
Yeah. I just went on TikTok just to make sure the time passes really fast.
Because
you can spend 15 minutes on TikTok like that.
And then it goes away.
So I ended up staying in the parking lot for like 20 minutes.
For 3 hours watching TikToks.
But you also have spent so much of quarantine with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And now things are finally opening up. Your daily schedules of you guys going out is different. Has it been weird at all? Where you're like,
I'm
going out and seeing people.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people know, but we met like, I'm trying not to say like as much also, so feel free to call me out if I'm saying
like
it.
In just your words
right
now.
I hate, if I watch this back and I hear it, I'm going to turn it off because I'm going to hate how I sound.
I'm the same way, but like, no, I'm the same way. I'm trying to be way more conscious of it as well.
Yeah, I need a shock caller
that shocks me,
that Zane can shock it outside the door.
A like spike.
Like. Yeah. But we met, a week before quarantine, the shutdown, and then we just spent an entire year together.
I remember that it was Carly met Nolan and I had met a girl too like the day before, and we were at David's old house and we were talking about, oh my God, this is so exciting, we're gonna have like new people, and she was really excited about Nolan. I was so happy. And then we were at David's house hanging out, and then I went here to your house, and then in that like 1 hour span is when the NBA canceled, Tom Hanks said he had it, and then we went back to David's house and me and Carly were like,
what
the world literally just ended in the last 2 hours.
Yeah,
and we like everything just changed in that 2 hours. But now she's still with Nolan and it's pretty cool.
It somehow worked out. It's crazy.
And you have a cat as well.
I don't understand. Yeah, Mr. Frank. I love him.
He looks adorable.
Yeah. You guys should come see my house after this if you want.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm down.
Do you want to?
Yes, and you bought a house.
Yeah, a lot has changed, really. I'm a
so
new
much.
Bitch.
What did you just say?
I'm a new bitch.
That's going to be the title
new
of the
cat,
episode.
New boyfriend, new house.
Carly and Concert is a new bitch.
Same anxieties, though, so not really. Fine.
How is the new place?
So good. It was so scary. So I lived in a condo that was rented. And in November, they sent me a letter that basically said, the owners are selling it, so you have to leave by January something. And this is in November. And of course, I freaked out because I loved that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should try to buy something because I just don't want to keep spending money on rent or whatever.
Yes, put the rent to like a mortgage.
Yeah,
make it abuse.
Yeah.
Make use of it.
Yeah. And for so long, I never wanted to buy a house. I'm so scared of houses because I'm scared of someone breaking in. And I feel like with a condo or apartment or wherever, it's so much harder to break in because there's so many different layers to get through. So I was like, okay, let's look at condos because that's similar. That's what I already lived in. And it was the first place I looked at. And I saw a couple more places after that, but nowhere compared. So I just gave my offer that same day and they accepted it. I don't know, a couple days later. And it was very fast.
But was it a complicated process? And I only ask you this because, like, we are, like, kind of, like, inherently lazy people. We don't like when things get too complicated.
I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't want to do it.
Like, yeah, there's so many documents. Things are in escrow. They're not.
Yes, and I still can't even tell you what escrow really means.
Like,
but
what
is,
like, a mortgage? What is the down payment? Yes. Where does the money go? Whose money
understand.
Do I have?
I don't know where
as your Jewish friend, let me explain this to you guys.
But did it go smoothly? Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, I actually did. And it went really smoothly. And everyone that was involved, there's a loan person, a lender, a real estate agent. They were all like, oh, yeah, it'll get more complicated as we go. So just hold tight. So the whole time I was waiting for something to get really scary and complicated. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, especially if it's your first time buying, the real estate agent was so nice and like babied me through the whole thing. So,
oh, fantastic. Yeah. You weren't having to like look up YouTube videos like how to buy a house and just take notes. Because when Zane has been switching, you know, between the houses that he's had in the past, every time he's been talking to his real estate agent, I have to just leave the room because it's just too much for me to take in. And then I just start like worrying for Zane if he's like following all the right steps.
Well,
so
it's hard because there's so many different, they explain something, but then they also use language that you don't know. So I'm like, I don't have an answer still.
So if
really
you get
understand.
This mortgage, the APR is going to be lower. And if you do this one, then you'll have a fixed rate.
And
you're just like,
anything.
I don't know what fixed rate. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, just tell me which one to do and I'll do it. That's how I live my life. I'm like, I don't care. Just don't.
Are you part of like a homeowners association? Are you like an active?
I feel like a Real Housewife now.
Member of the neighborhood?
Yeah. And well, it's a condo. So it's everyone in that complex. There's only like 8 units. So there's not that many people.
Okay.
So, and you're very into like the gossip of the building, right? You're on Nextdoor, one of those apps where you're just
I love Nextdoor. It's not people in my complex. I don't think that really use it, but just I love the drama on the Nextdoor app. It's so good. I mean, I will get high at night and just scroll it for an hour and I'll find the best stuff. It's so funny. People are so sassy.
Any good stuff you've seen lately?
No. I used to post on my story. I don't know if you remember that, but I would find like the most ridiculous arguments and just post them on my Instagram story. It's just like people just calling people out for the dumbest stuff. Yeah. But then they're comments back are just so sassy
and like passive aggressive people just like, if you're gonna park diagonally, just know that you're a horrible person.
How about you just Google it, Diane.
For real, a lot of it was that. I'm just like, oh my god, what are you doing on this app?
That's too funny. And then you got me hooked on Citizen app, which has been like anxiety attack every 1 or 2 hours, because like out here in LA it's like living
every
in Grand Theft Auto. There is like man brandishing knife at the corner less than a mile away from our house.
Yeah. And I didn't know how many people brandish knives. Like, seriously, probably every day there's somebody brandishing a knife around you.
Do you have the alerts on still?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me like it bothers you. I'm more just snoopy about it. I'm like, ooh, what's going on?
The sound effects bother me because it's like, or it's like,
they're all different.
Yes.
Oh, they have a different sound effect depending on what the crime being committed
is? Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, they might as well be like a gun getting loaded.
No,
like, as one of them. It's just like, like, you're like, what is happening? I had to Google what brandishing meant because, like, I didn't understand.
Showing, pulling out a knife.
So, like, yeah, like, who's at an intersection just showing people a gun? Is that what normally happens?
I have no idea. One time I was at Target, the one on Victory.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's North Hollywood. Yes, North Hollywood. And I was leaving and I got a citizen alert and it was like 200 feet away. And it's the parking lot and then there's like a whole playground. And I don't know if it's a school or like what it is. It was summer though and COVID. So like nobody was at school.
Right.
And it said somebody had a knife or something. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm right here. Should I go see like what it is? So I got in my car and I drove around and I saw the cops. I felt like I was on. What's that cop show? The Bad Boys?
Cops?
Yeah, Cops. I felt like I was on Cops. No, but I was just watching it happen. I was like, that's so crazy. It was just alerting me on my phone, and now I'm watching it.
Did you start a live stream?
No.
Because that's what people can do on the Citizen app, is it gives you an option to stream it live from your phone.
Which
so people
Black
can
Mirror.
Tune in and give them a visual about what's happening. Yes, very Black
it's
Mirror.
Weird, yeah.
Like, I know, I saw a bunch of, like, fire trucks pulling up to a building, and I thought, should I start streaming this? And then I was like, dude, are there popular people on Citizen app who like, yeah, I got 5,000 streams.
Yeah.
And do they get sponsors? Like, guys, this car accident is brought to you by Allstate.
Yeah.
They should have got Allstate. Like, it's very dark. But it's just bizarre, like, us tuning in and seeing what's happening live regarding the crime. You're fascinating.
People.
Is your new house haunted?
No, and thank God, because I genuinely was scared of that.
What year was it built?
I think in the 80s. So it's like kind of old, but not
okay.
Not ancient by any means.
Okay.
It was before the earthquake retrofit code. So I know. You
it's
know
at risk?
Well, they're retrofitting it now. It takes like 6 weeks.
How do you retrofit a home to be more cushioned for earthquakes?
They change out the beams. So my parking garage, the beams were really weak or something. I don't know. So they're replacing all the beams.
Do you have to move out for that? So there's going to be at least one moment where the beams are taken out.
No, that's what I thought, but they're already up.
Oh.
Like, they're done with that.
Do they do
it
like Indiana Jones style where they like have the thing ready and they just go
and they switch it? I honestly think so.
Or a big fake one in.
Yeah, there's temporary ones for a while.
A temporary one that's like a big spring kind of. And then you put in the new one and then you remove. I'm trying to think like an engineer.
Yeah.
But did you ever ask, like, has anything happened in this house?
No.
Or were you, like, waiting as you were signing the papers, they were suddenly going to pull out the...
Oh, by the way, here's the death report from Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Do they do that?
I have to tell you. I've talked about this on Unfiltered before, but I'm always, like, interested, like, where do you draw the line if something has happened in your house that you'd be like, okay, I'll still buy it. Like, if somebody died of old age... Who's lived in the home?
That's even scarier than a murder, I think.
Really?
Just like some old lady who just was in a rocking chair
I just can't. Yeah, yes. That move right there. Just yes.
Now, would you, if you were, you know, on your deathbed dying in your own home when you're old of age, would you be like, I can't do this to the person who will buy this house one day?
No,
so
I don't care
take
who's
me,
after
you run outside
take
and
me
collapse
to the hospital, like, because I don't want to haunt them. I'm just trying to, I really want the house to do well on the market.
No, I don't care who, I don't care about them.
Okay. What if something happened in the backyard?
I don't know. Honestly, the vibes of my home is very nice. So I just feel like nothing has happened. I feel like it's just if you feel something is off, then that's the problem.
Did you do a white sage or any like spiritual stuff before you moved in? Or you just kind of put your stuff in? And
I just moved right in. And
put up a mezuzah?
What?
Why not?
She's not Jewish. Why would you put up a mezuzah?
Well, I've moved into a house one time that had one from the former owner and I kept it up.
Oh. I mean,
is
I
that bad?
No, it's just funny how much you want to be a Jew.
I'm very Jewishly enthusiastic. I went to Greek Easter though last night. It was like the Holy Friday, and Tom Hanks was there.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they put like Tom Hanks. They like wrapped him around in a like a type of like a
robe,
shawl, robe. It was like a big blanket kind of. And his wife like Rita had like was holding on to the what do you call it like the tail.
Oh, interesting. Thing.
And he walked all the way around. The church in it. It was very bizarre.
Oh,
I was like, he was up there at the altar and I was looking, I'm like, is that Tom Hanks? Patricia was like, yeah, he goes here.
Oh, is it a bigger church?
It's like one of the top Greek Orthodox churches in LA. And I think he's one of like probably one of the top donors.
Oh my
God. Like the favorite.
That's crazy. Just Tom
attendee.
Hanks.
I was just like, that's Tom Hanks.
It's very Los Angeles.
Didn't expect that last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if people do care, but I also think it's interesting. Well, because I love cats. I think cats I think they're an easygoing animal to live with. I have dog anxiety. Yeah. If I'm away from a dog, I'm worried and thinking about the dog, and the dog is worried thinking about me the entire time. Cats, you can co-live with. They mind their own business. You mind yours, and you get to cuddle. But I keep thinking about, you know, now that the world's opening up and people are getting out of their houses, these poor dogs and animals are not going to see their owners anymore.
Yeah.
I know. It's scary. Well, that's why I wanted to get a cat because I was fostering. I was not a cat person. I feel like you guys know that I was like obsessed with dogs. I would scream if I saw a dog. Any dog. I was like, I want one so bad. But obviously I knew I just couldn't have one just because of I was gone all the time. But I thought that I would foster a cat just to see. And then if I did fall in love with it and adopted it, it'd be fine when the world was normal again. And so, yeah, that's what happened. And he's just funny. Now it's so weird how your brain changes. Now I'm such a cat person. Like, it sounds so stupid, but I love everyone's cats now. And I was never like that before.
Toxoplasma in you.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that.
Oh, that's some type of like, I think it's called a microbe that like, if you're around cats, it kind of gets in you and it makes you very emotionally attached to cats.
In general, they like inject you with like a cat.
It's this. Yeah, it's
potion.
It's not bad, but they also say like you shouldn't have like a baby and have a cat at the same time. Like, or they keep the cat away from the baby because they carry this like chemical. It's not too bad for you.
Sounds manipulative.
But the more you get exposed to it, the more you want more cats. And like, that's why the cat lady phenomenon is like a real thing. I'm pretty sure it's toxoplasma.
Have you found yourself wanting another cat?
Yes.
Ooh. It needs a buddy though. I say get one.
Do cats need buddies?
I think so. I feel like a lot of people have more than one if they have one.
I think it gives them stimulation and stuff. You know?
Yeah. And then I won't feel bad if I leave for a couple days. And because then you can leave a cat for like 2-3 days if they have food and water.
It's hard to get cats, though, to get along with each other, though. Yeah. Dogs will be like, oh, you're another dog. Dog, 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 dog. Yeah. And they might fuss every here and now and then. Cats are like, just sassy. Like, who are you?
That's why I like cats, too, because you never know what mood they're in. They're just funny. I'm like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Like, you literally have everything you could ever want. Why are you pissed off?
Bought any, like, cat toys that, like, actually really work?
Yeah, I had this fish one. I put on my story, and everyone thought it was a real fish, which is really funny. But it's actually a woman. She's a single mom, and it was her small business, but she sells through Amazon, so I don't, like, know how that works. But it's a fish that has a little thing in it that makes the tail flop up and down. Oh. And it has catnip in it. And he was obsessed with it it was like a week, and now he doesn't really care about it. But that was probably the biggest toy. He's been like,
can you put new catnip inside the toy?
Yeah. Yeah. You can just unzip it, and that's how you turn it on and off and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's funny, though. It looks like a real fish. It just walks around within his mouth.
I'm fascinated by the door ones that have like that you hang on the door, and there's this string that like goes in TikTok, it, and it will like come out and like pull itself back up.
I'm not on cat toy TikTok yet.
Now you're going to be, because we're talking about it.
Yeah, literally. I'll send you one, and then it'll just be on your For You page.
My skin feels so dry. I'm sunburnt from yesterday. Like, my belly and my legs. But it's only half of my legs, because when I'm outside, I have my legs like propped open like a pretzel because I'm reading a book. So half of my legs are burnt, and the other half is white.
We got to even you out today.
I know.
Yeah, you have to lay on your sides.
You burn, though, pretty easily.
Yeah, I've never been tan.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get burnt, and then it just goes away. I feel like normally you get burnt, and it turns into a tan, but that doesn't happen.
Do you peel?
Yeah, sometimes, if it's bad enough. I got sun poisoning when I was really young.
Sun poisoning?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's when you get so... I don't know if this is like 100% correct, but this is what I remember. I didn't put any sunscreen on my legs, and we were at the ocean all day or whatever. And my legs literally were the color of my shirt. Like, my entire legs were. And it hurt to pull my pants down to go to the bathroom. Everything hurt, and I got the chills. Like, it was crazy. Whoa. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
Did you take a vinegar bath?
I don't think I did anything. I just dealt with it.
I got sunburned on a trip one time, and it was a family trip. It wasn't with my family. It was with another family with all their aunts and uncles and grandparents. I hardly knew
how
them.
How embarrassing.
And I got sunburned so badly on my back the first day. And I'm like 7th grade, so I'm like the most awkward age ever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even like wash myself, and the grandma had to give me like a vinegar bath. And
so
I just
nice
felt it was the lowest of my like adolescent days as a grandma, just with just smelly vinegar, apple cider vinegar.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
It apparently helps the burn,
skin cells.
Did you smell like vinegar for days?
Oh my gosh, it was the worst. And I couldn't even like go out and really enjoy the sun because it was just going to get worse.
Yeah.
And even like going out into the ocean, oh, it was miserable.
Yeah, because you burn easily too. But you get tan.
Then I get tan. So I got to
rub it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sun sucks.
Yeah, just stay out of the sun. You need like one of those like really kind of like goth style like umbrellas. And...
Yeah, for my whole bod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had a stylist come and glam you up before the shoot today?
I did.
It looks great.
Yeah, your makeup looks really good too. And the jewelry.
Thank you.
I'm digging like the emeralds.
Thank you.
Are they real?
Yes.
How much is a Cartier ring?
This one. Okay, so Aaron and I bought it we hit 1 million subscribers. So it was like a celebration. Never had really bought anything designer before. Mine, I think, was like $2,100, which is a lot for a ring. But I wear it every day, and it's symbolic. I don't know. I love it.
For when you got 1 million subscribers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now you have 5 Cartier rings.
No, I actually only have one. This one's a Tiffany's ring, but it was for a brand deal. Like, they sent it to me. Oh, so
okay.
The only designer I've ever bought is Cartier and a Prada bag. And that's it.
All right.
So, I bought Crocs.
What did you say?
You bought Crocs.
Oh, yeah, so did I. I forgot those really were designer.
You are really proud about your Crocs.
I love them
so
much.
Did you just get them?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
They're so comfy.
It's unbelievable.
Do they have the fur on the inside?
No, I got like just the rubber ones for the summertime.
Oh,
They're like my indoor home jersey Crocs.
Furry Crocs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like the wintertime, it's like like Ugg boots on the inside.
Oh, some Crocs.
Hope you're enjoying this episode of Hoot and a Half with Carly and Contra. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor.
So, Mike, you've been seeing this new girl lately, and I gotta say, she is such a catch. But you know there's one thing I hate?
What?
Is when there's a catch in a wireless phone plan contract.
Oh my God. Nice segue. Nice segue, Matt.
But there's a truth to that. With a lot of these big wireless providers that offer all of these different plans, there's always a catch. And when I heard about Mint Mobile and how they were offering a plan for just $15 a month, the first thing I thought was, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and learning about their service, I realized there isn't a catch at all.
Did it all just make sense?
It made complete sense. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell a wireless plan online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's none of these crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in like these mystery fees. Instead, Mint passes on sweet savings directly to you.
So for people who are looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service for just $15 a month. So all plans come with unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
And what's also great about Mint Mobile, you get to keep your phone number. You get to keep all of your contacts. Nothing is going to be taken away. You get to keep it all together when you switch over to Mint Mobile.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. There's nothing to lose.
So switch to Mint Mobile and you get premium wireless service for just $15 a month. So if you want to get a wireless plan for just $15 a month and shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/hoot. Once again, that's mintmobile.com/hoot to get a wireless plan for $15 a month and have that whole plan delivered to your door for free.
Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/hoot. And now back to the episode.
Have you... Now that you've been filming with Aaron in person, are you ever like, oh, I wish we could just do this over Zoom? Like, are you just
No. That was the worst.
Really?
We filmed for pretty much a year just like separately. And it was just hard because it wasn't hard to do it. It was just hard to think of stuff that people wanted to watch that wasn't redundant. And it was also so hard to come up with things because you're not exposed to anything. You're doing the same thing every single day. So it's just like the motivation is just really low.
Also, I'm really curious on like how you guys did it. I know that you were actually filming yourselves individually on your own cameras, but were you guys FaceTiming or Zooming?
Yeah, we'd FaceTime.
Yeah.
FaceTime like on our phones or something with headphones so the camera doesn't pick up the audio.
Right.
And we'd have to say, okay, start. And we'd both start. And then she would send me the footage. And then on Final Cut, I can put it side by side.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
I mean, it's honestly crazy how like your production value is better than late night shows where you can hear like the Skype audio and they're like cutting out. And
I don't understand. I'm like, why don't you do it? I mean, I'm not smart at all. And I'm like, how are they not thinking of doing
that? It's unbelievable. Like you watch a Carly and Aaron video and the production value is so much better than like Jimmy Fallon talking to Adam Sandler. And it's like,
they still have like the delays,
screen recording.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's like you hear the room echo, but.
Yeah.
And then even some comedians' podcasts I've listened to.
That.
And I know that the other person on the other end they're interviewing has the mic
podcast set up. Yeah.
Like, and like
why
a production
can't they just
team.
Record?
That's
like,
what I don't get.
Or you have enough money to like, send over the proper equipment.
Yes.
And like an intern who could just set it up and record it and make sure it's good, but they just don't do it. They're just, I think they're just very like Gen X and like, oh, record, who cares?
But they have a whole production team. I'm like, how are they not setting this up? It's not hard to do at all. It's just you have to figure out the right way to do it and then you're good.
Did you have any disasters where you did film and like nothing was being recorded on the other end?
I don't think so, actually.
Well, that's good.
I think it happened in one video, one of Aaron's clips, like a 30-minute clip. It was like corrupt or something, and we had to redo the whole video, but it wasn't. We weren't doing anything, so it was like fine to redo. Like, but
is there one that stands out of like your quarantine vlogs that you remember is like, okay, that was really cool. That was actually, I enjoyed that a lot.
Not really. I mean, I'm actually really proud that we were able to do it. I mean, I think that it showed us that even if we're apart, we can still film if we have to. Because usually if one of us goes out of town, we're like pre-filming 10 videos or something. And now it's like, okay, if we have to do one or two, we can apart. But
I was so impressed you guys like kept your spirit and your morale of like making content. Like out here, we were just like, no, everything is boring. Nothing is entertaining.
Well, I feel like for us, it was like the only thing we were doing. So it was like, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard though, because... And our views went down, obviously, just because like, we weren't together and probably like around friends. So it was just kind of like a lot of it was unmotivating, but it was nice. As soon as I would upload it, I'd be like, okay, I'm glad we did that. But
good.
And I'm grateful we were still able to do it, obviously, because we still got to work. But yeah, it was definitely different. It was just so bizarre.
You guys did some fun stuff lately. You went to a chiropractor. Yeah. You've gone to a chiropractor multiple times
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we started going in February before the pandemic. So we went for like a month and then we stopped going during the pandemic and then we
And you found relief from the chiropractor.
Yeah, I mean not like anything immediate, but I have really bad scoliosis, so I kind of have to go, I feel like. Yeah. So Aaron, but yeah.
I think I actually do have slight scoliosis as well. Nothing to where I don't think I'm off tilt, but I can like I have like a hunchback like
It's well, like, don't, yeah. don't accentuate
this
it.
Side, I can like bring it out, but I have, and I'm bringing this up because like I don't, you and me, we have like kind of weird, irrational fears, yeah, and, like, yeah. anxieties about stuff. I have a huge fear about chiropractors.
Yeah, that's fair.
I saw a TikTok one time that made me never want to see one ever in my life because someone said they went to a chiropractor to get things adjusted and it messed up a nerve and they've had like
I know
pain ever since.
I know. I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I've seen stuff like that or horror stories, but I don't know. I went since high school in Nebraska, so I'm so used to it. I feel like I don't really think about it. But he's really good, though. He does, like, you work out before, do core workouts because that supports your back. So it's a lot of muscle stuff. And then it's weird. They find things that are bothering you. Like, he'll do a little test. I'll have to resist his push with my arm, if that makes sense. Okay. And if it's not resisting, if I don't have enough muscles working or something, he finds it on your back and he'll like work on it for a couple minutes and it hurts. You can tell there's a knot there or something, and then he'll do it again and then it kind of gets the muscles firing again, and then they crack you and then you sit on this spine thing. I don't even know what it is. It's like, it looks like saw. You sit on this chair, yeah. and it's all these like things that are pushing your neck back and your back forward and your face is strapped in. It's crazy.
And you can hear it crack.
Well, that's like, not the cracking. Okay. They crack you on a table and do all that. And then they put you on this spine thing. It basically puts your spine in perfect
alignment.
And I guess after you get cracked and stuff, you're more susceptible to change your move. I don't know. So we do that for 15 minutes. And then over time, it's supposed to help. But who knows?
We should check this out.
I have Fadi come. I like him a lot. That's the guy that Zane and Todd use.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah, he like comes to the house, and I don't think he's a chiropractor. I think he's like a
deep tissue masseuse.
Yeah, but he like so his that thing is yeah. he went on tour with like female artists, and like when you're sleeping on the bus and dancing on stage yeah, every night, your back gets messed up. So that's like where he got his chops, and now he's always just like, I can tell if someone's a good person by their back, and you are a good boy. And I'm just like, oh my God, Fadi, that's so nice.
You're so
sweet. But he also does that thing where like he'll like move your arm somewhere and then he'll say, okay, this should be falling, but it's stuck. And he says, I'm going to hurt you, but it's for love. And I'm like, okay, I trust you. And it's like you're screaming. I'm sure you hear Zane when he's in here getting
oh yeah. He's like, oh,
because they're digging into you, right?
Yeah, it's like it's like things that you don't even realize are in pain, but when you start to touch them, it's like, okay, now I can stand up straight and you feel so much better. You got to take care of your body. It's really good.
I know, it's crazy.
You've been getting Mike into the jump roping craze.
Oh yes,
you're welcome.
You are
doing
officially
it?
A fitness influencer.
It sucks because I've stopped for a while because the construction. I don't like to do it inside
because it's what just so embarrassing while the construction workers are
working. We're not allowed to be back there. I mean, it's like a full there's like construction machinery back there. It's like a whole thing. Because I thought that too. I was like, I can just do it while they're back there, but no, there's no way.
Just come over one of our houses and jump right
back. I know,
out front.
I should. I don't know what it is.
I'll do it with you.
I think it's a good little break too, but I'll get back to it. We can do it together.
What made you start it?
Nolan bought a jump, or I had a jump rope actually just laying around. He just started jumping, and I was at the point where I was like, I just need to do something. I just feel disgusting. And so I just jump rope for like probably 5 minutes. I was like, this is so hard. But then I got one that counted because I saw a YouTube trend and it was 1,000 jump ropes a day, but every day you add 100 for a week or something, so it's like, you know, 1100, 1200, 1300 every day. And so I just started doing that, and then I found it to be kind of easy after a certain amount. So I got up to like 2500 or 3000 a day, and it was just like, I love it. How I haven't many, done it in a while.
How many have you been doing,
My
Mike?
First day, I did like 250, and I was like, I'm going to die tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, that was like my first day, too.
I felt it for the rest of the day, and it's just like when you're not used to doing cardio and your legs, I'm just so out of shape. But you see Carly doing it every day, and it's not like, oh, if Carly can do it, I can do it. But it's she's
motivating.
Doing it. I should be doing it, too. Like, we should all be, you know, Matt's always going to the gym every single day, whether it's Scott's gym or now he's doing the
tonal.
Stuff
that, the tonal thing, yeah.
Joe has a tonal. I love it. You would love one, too.
I think I would. Get I should one. Try it. Get one.
Get one. I want to put one here, but we have no area where we can put it. You need, like, a 7x7, like, wall and area on the floor.
It was too hot.
Zane's Lamborghini's in there.
Oh, stupid Lamborghini.
Yeah, I know. Just
how dare him put it in his own house. Much space. So annoying. He should move it, really.
Or
for
Mike,
you.
I'm thinking about putting one in your house.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I got some room.
I always forget you have a house.
I know.
With a pool.
You got to come by and like hang out.
I know.
Besides just like the popping.
Just sit by the pool.
Yeah. Maybe today? Tomorrow? Yeah.
Are you having pool people? Cool people
every day. I have two friends from New York who are in town this week, so this week's been like a vacation for me too. So just every day,
yeah,
just hanging out by the pool.
We just hang out, play music, and talk and chat.
Yeah,
we have a great group of friends. It's nothing but good times.
Okay, good.
As you can see right now, Zane's backyard looks like the freaking Amazon.
Yeah, what is happening?
Or the Great Plains of America.
It looks there's like a fire
weed,
festival.
There's a weed out there that it is as tall as me.
Really?
And oh yeah, back over by the cabanas. Can you see it?
Yeah, the thing that was like Fire Festival.
Yes.
I mean, maybe you should get a lawnmower for like, you know, his birthday or something.
He has these plans next month to like build out a full deck and stuff, which I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. I feel you on that one.
But yeah, you have to now wear like, you can't even wear shorts walking out in that.
Because you're just going through the marshland. Definitely not.
I have a murder mystery board game.
Oh, fun.
Here, we should play it sometime.
Yeah.
I think that would be just really
have, like,
fun. Characters
drunken
and
knife.
Stuff.
And,
oh, the mystery solving thing?
Well, I have a mystery solving, a murder mystery one, but then I have a murder mystery party. It's like a dinner party. Like, everyone has to show up as characters. Oh, I have one that's just a bunch of files, and you have to figure out the murder.
Oh, Aaron and I did that for a video.
Oh,
the
really?
The case files thing?
Yes.
I wonder if we got the same one.
Oh, maybe.
It's
I
really
think
fun.
I did. I remember seeing the thumbnail. I think it was the same one that you guys both have.
It's really fun. I mean, I won't give you any spoilers, but...
Zane and I should do it, or we've been planning on doing that. We just haven't got around to it.
I've always said that you and Zane should do it for a video, too.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys would be hilarious.
Do you think he could follow it?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I think he can follow. It's kind of hard, though, but it's weird. There's also a website that correlates, so you can get hints and stuff from the website, and if you really don't know, they kind of tell you. And we had to use it a couple times because we were like, what? But it's like an escape room, literally. So I feel like you guys would like it.
I've been trying to solve this disappearance that happened in my hometown.
Oh, an actual one?
Yes.
Oh, you think you can solve it?
Matt, I hope I can,
Matt,
Carly.
Matt, the FBI agent.
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
So like,
what do you...
I was listening to a lot of murder podcasts lately, and it got me thinking about cold cases in my hometown. I'm not going to say exactly what case it is because I'm working on getting leads, but I don't want to make it seem like I have this ongoing investigation and rile up the family and bringing attention to it.
Next serial podcast.
It could be. So these two girls went missing in my hometown in like 1988, and it is still an ongoing investigation. It has never been solved. Like one guy wrote a book about it. There's like a few articles on the internet, not a lot of stuff about it. It's not that big of a case.
And it hasn't been like reviewed by any TV shows or podcasts.
No.
Like
it may have been like on highlights on like Disappeared on, you know, TLC.
But there hasn't been like a real investigation by any media into it.
But I've realized that a lot of people that I know in my hometown, their parents went to high school around that time. So I've been asking one of my like close moms who lives in our town, who knows all the other moms, to like start asking about it and like see if we have any new leads. And she's been bringing all this new information that I've never read about on the internet.
Oh, interesting.
So
that's how you're going.
So yeah, and I bought a book. So like yesterday I was by the pool and I've just been reading about this case, trying to think out all these different scenarios on how these girls disappeared. And it's so interesting reading about it in your hometown. I know all of the intersections and the neighborhoods and the shopping centers of where it's all at. And
cool.
It's interesting placing your head in the mind of a teenager in 1988.
Oh, right.
Like you didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
You didn't have like...
They couldn't
do
the little ping thingies.
Yes. You just met up in parking lots and talked with people and just cruised. And so it's interesting.
So is that how you're going about trying to... figure out. I was going to ask you, like, how are you going about
Well, I'm just doing my main research, but I'm about to hit a bulletin board and start drawing strings and
you're
push
the perfect
pins.
Person to be doing this. That is hilarious. That's, I hope you solve it because that would probably make a lot of people feel
I hope I do too.
Justice.
There's a bunch of different conspiracies and I just got to figure it out.
So is it two girls that disappeared at the same time?
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think that they were together?
Yeah.
They were together?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to know all about it now.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want people... I don't know.
It's like out of respect,
I think it's ambiguous
too.
Enough if someone figured it out, but I don't want to say their names
and
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This episode of our podcast is also brought to you by Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is an online shop that has truly the most unique and unexpected gifts I have ever seen. And when I say unexpected, I mean truly original gifts that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 9th, don't forget, Uncommon Goods is a perfect place to find the gift that you've been looking for. And here are a few of our favorite gifts that we found on the site.
So I actually did the ordering, and I know you've looked at a couple things and told me some of your favorites. So what I ordered for us is there's this, I think it's called the Safari Peanut Bowl, and there's animals that are in the bowl, like sort of eating the food with you. So it's like a really cute thing. I think we'll probably put it on the set. And then the other thing that we're going to get is, it's a glass jar for putting jelly beans in.
Yes!
It looks like a plastic bag unzipped, but it's made out of glass, and it's just such a cool thing. Like, when you see it, you're like, what is that? And then you go and lift it up, and it's like, oh, this is really, really
cool. Yeah, it looks like a plastic bag filled with jelly beans, but it's actually made out of glass. I spent so much time on this website looking at all the different gifts. Honestly, I got angry on how endlessly entertained I was because I wanted to buy everything on it. And what's great is when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, you're supporting small independent businesses. They're high quality, they're unique, and they're often handmade or made in the United States. And they don't sell products with leather, feathers, or fur. It's basically a Brooklyn-based company that's all about giving back.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 back to a nonprofit organization of your choice. They've actually donated more than $2.5 million to date.
So if you want to get 15% off your next gift with Uncommon Goods, go to uncommongoods.com/hoot.
That's uncommongoods.com/hoot for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer.
Wait, can we talk about how people tried to like get mad at you because you tweeted about how driving with other people is embarrassing,
yes.
But people thought you were...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, explain it.
Well, first of all, I feel like my Twitter humor is dry and sarcastic, but I've changed it over time because I feel like people take it way too seriously now, which is fine, but I don't want people to think I'm a bad person, so I don't tweet like that. But yeah, I tweeted, I have really bad driving anxiety, and I realized the other day, because when I'm with people, I don't want to drive. I just hate it. I feel awkward. I'm like, I am aware of everything. I don't know if my music is good. I don't know where my arms go, but if I'm by myself, I'm good to go. I could drive for hours and be confident and fine. So I just tweeted, I was like, it's so embarrassing driving other people. How embarrassing is it? I thought it would be relatable in some way because I see that all the time. You know, how embarrassing is it to stand in line at a store? You know, just stupid stuff that you're not really aware of sometimes that some people are really insecure about. And yeah, I got a couple tweets. It made me delete it because I was like, I just don't even want this to be twisted in any way. But a couple people, somebody was like, okay, shout out to all the moms who drive their kids every day and nannies and Uber driver, Lyft drivers. I was like, oh my God, I did not mean that. I meant I genuinely feel embarrassed. Like, thank God for other people for driving.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just so ridiculous.
But I totally see that, like, having, like, getting nervous and anxious when, like, other people are in your car.
Like, oh, there's garbage on the passenger front seat on the bottom. Yeah. Like, oh, you're old.
Or, like, did I hit the brakes, like, a little too hard?
It's more of that stuff. Or, like, I feel like I messed up. I don't know. But if I'm by myself, I'm totally fine.
Is the temperature okay? Is the volume too loud? You want the windows down? Yeah. Am I going too fast? Should I be in the other lane?
Sometimes I think I'm a better driver, though, when there's a bunch of people in the car because I'm, like, really fully aware and I'm going to go at a proper speed, not saying I'm speeding normally, like, by myself.
Sometimes you just don't really think about it.
Yeah, I'm always like just worried about the song that's gonna play next. Like, I'm like, which playlist should I put on? Because I listen to a lot of weird music, and people are like, "What the hell is this?"
I think the move is you give your passengers the aux, and you just say, "Why don't you decide what we're gonna listen to?"
Yeah,
and then you just focus on the drive, and then you're cruising.
But then sometimes I'm like, "It's my car, my tunes. Like, I want to play kind of what I want to listen to."
Fair, that's fair.
One thing that I hate doing is parking while other people are watching.
Oh,
like you know
my
when
God.
A friend's like, "Hey." Yeah, I'll come out and I'll show you where to park.
No,
you have to like parallel park and they're sitting there going, okay, you're good. And you're like, I'm so sorry.
No, and then you're worse at it for some reason, unless you were by yourself.
One time I was in college and I had to go and park on like this one side of campus where like all the students and everybody would party. It's like West Campus at UT. And it took me forever to parallel park. But I was like by myself and I'm just like, come on, I need to get this right. I probably spent 10 minutes trying to parallel park. And then I got out, I heard all these people clapping. I look up and just like all these frat dudes like, good job, man. Only took you 10 minutes to do that. And I'm like, oh no.
That is real trauma.
I couldn't even think of anything clever to say to them. I was just like, all right. And like kept walking.
That's sad. That's
God.
The worst.
The worst.
When I was in high school, I would drive my friend all the time. And I don't remember what it was, but he was like, you know, you can like swinging into parking spots. He's like, you can come in way wider. I think I would be scared, so I would twist my wheel too tight and I'd have to keep fixing it. And he's like, you can spin way wider and still make the parking. And I was like, okay. So the next day I drove at school, at my high school, and I was like, I can do it wider. And I hit the car next to me and I felt so bad. And I left a little note and I realized he was in my first period. I didn't know whose car it was. And somehow I figured I was a guy in first period. It was, I didn't hit it. Like nothing happened. I just dinged it a little bit and I felt like my world was ending because I just didn't experience that before.
What did your note say? My bad.
Yeah. No, it was probably like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like if I can do anything, like I will. I don't know. I just, that's how I talk and I'm scared of everybody. But yeah, I remember he had flames on the side of his car. So I was like, oh, this person's going to be so mean to me. But he wasn't. He was nice.
We would go down to South Padre Island for spring break, and there was terrible parking out there. Like, you couldn't find anywhere to park, or you had to pay a fortune just to get your car parked. We decided to park behind, like, stores and act like we were employees, and we put a note out that said, stop towing employees. This has happened 3 times. Oh, please don't do it. So really if smart. Somebody came to tow your car, they'd be like, oh, my God, this is an employee who works here.
Oh, that is so smart.
It's kind of nice to have a really cold pool.
I don't like swimming at people's houses. It's too dramatic.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know. And then I have to bring clothes and underwear because your swimsuit's wet.
Yeah.
And I'm just insecure in a weird way. Not like with my body, but I'm just like, I would rather just like hang out.
Did you used to like swimming in pools when you were like a kid?
I feel like I didn't really know anyone that had a pool when I was a kid. I don't think I minded it. I think I was scared of swimming, actually.
Oh, I love just diving for rings and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I wish I had that.
I know. Well, like, we could go get some.
I know, but I'm like, I feel like I'm so tall now. Like,
it just doesn't matter.
I just like right when I dive in, it's just the ring is there. Like my body pool, is like
my pool is like I think 12 feet deep because it was built before the regulations.
Your pool is not 12.
It's
feet.
It's 10 or 12 feet. Have you been 10 to the bottom?
Feet?
Yeah, because it was built in the 60s, so it was before the regulations where it was 8 feet minimum.
Ew.
So you can go all the way. When I go down, I like feel the pressure in my ears.
Ew! Ew! Ew!
No, it's great.
I know. I just hate.
We'll get you some rings. You can dive in and get some rings.
We were learning about, I Googled like hacks to keep your pool warm.
Oh, yeah.
Like instead of like paying all the time, because it costs like $100 and it takes every hour is like 1 degree it goes up. So
to heat your pool. So if your pool's at like 75,
yeah. There was one someone posted on Reddit that actually, if you cut out like trash bags, like get you huge
my parents
tarps,
do something like that.
Black trash bags.
huge. And you let them out, it kind of like insulates the heat in the pool. But it was so funny. I love comments on Reddit. One of the top ones was like, wow, it looks just like the ocean.
And then another one says, do you do the garbage bags full or empty?
Someone's like, why don't you toss a couple of tires in there while you're at it? Like,
just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents have, it's almost bubble wrap. I don't know what it is, but it looks like bubble wrap, but it's for the pool. And they heat their pool, but they also do that at
cover
night.
It overnight.
And
this is in Vegas?
Like yeah.
But in Vegas, I feel like the sun is so hot.
I mean,
and
you
it
would
gets
think,
exposed.
But the pool's cold in the morning and stuff. But I have a hard time with water. I don't know what it is. Like, thinking about water tanks. Is that what they're called? Water towers.
Okay.
It's absolutely disgusting. I think the first time I knew I was scared of, I don't know what, I don't mind pools or just water in general, but thinking of like, you know, those power plants that are water, I don't know what they're called.
Oh, like the water filtration systems where like the water.
Water treatment centers?
Yeah, you drive by them and it's like these massive kind of pools. It looks like they're like holding a whale back there.
It's disgusting. It's like 100 feet deep or something. I don't know.
Wait, you're disgusted by it?
I'm disgusted by it.
Not like scared
Carly's sense of disgust is like a very like strange sense of disgust, but I totally get it. You're just like, it's too weird, dark, and complex where it's to a point of just, ugh.
I just hate how deep it is and it's fenced in. It's just, I also hate what I think is behind aquariums, like all the tubes and tanks.
It's
disgusting.
Bizarre.
To me.
We went to the Monterey Beach Aquarium one time and got a. Oh, you
that
were
was
there.
My brother. It was my brother.
That was weird. And seeing
you got
like,
to see back behind.
Go back and see behind it. And they run a great facility. Like, there wasn't anything I thought was just like it's ethically just bizarre. But like, they had the area where they're like harvesting all the jellyfish and like the jellyfishes that are like all tangled up and stuff because jellyfish's like tentacles all wrap around, but they have to like put them in a thing. It's normal that happens with jellyfish all the time, but they're like, it was just gross looking at like, I don't know, different animals, but like that aren't shown to the public eye.
Yeah.
They
were like, I'm not supposed
dangerous,
to see this.
But just like,
I like to pull this thread a little more, Carly. What okay. else disgusts you that...
I mean, it's mostly those things. That's really the only thing I can think of that sticks out.
Like
I mean,
deep
and like
water.
The deep ocean where it's dark. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's pretty common.
Are you good with car washes? Like if you drive your through
yeah,
a car wash?
I don't care about that.
Why do people get scared about car washes?
I don't like that. I would never want to go through the car wash where you're in the car. I've never done that. You can like send your car in, but I don't want to be in the car while all that like stuff is happening all around you. Like, because what if it gets stuck? You can't like honk your horn. Like it's all so loud.
It's so small though. They'd know.
Would they?
Yes. If you're stuck, they would realize within probably 10 minutes.
But what if like the garage doors just close down and like you need to wait for the fire department to come and you're
okay,
just stuck in there?
I have never thought about that. Oh my God. Wait, I have to bring this up. I saw TikTok the other day and the title was, I was literally in the Tower of Terror, and there were these two people. It was a mom and a daughter, and the daughter was probably around our age, and I think they were in a elevator in Vegas, and it literally was on the 35th floor, and it like dropped to the 5th floor, and then went back up.
Free fall in a regular elevator.
Yes, and the TikTok was them inside the elevator, and the girl was like laughing but also kind of crying, and she was on the ground as if she kind of fell, and they're like pushing the button to get out, and they finally got out, and I guess the guy next to them in the next elevator came out, and he's like, "What? My elevator just dropped and went." His did the same thing, so I don't know. And they said it was just a freak thing that I think there's like some tiny power outage that happened and it did that. But that's my biggest fear, because I've been on the Tower of Terror and I'm just like, could you imagine this happening in
real
life?
Hell no.
I can't imagine it free fell. It probably fell
just
quickly
zoomed
or something.
At like a very yeah. fast pace. I have this weird thing where like I'm not scared of being on planes at all.
Uh-huh. Not, I'm not either.
Compared to Zane. I mean, yeah. he's terrified.
yeah.
But there's always a moment where I'm like, it's going down.
Oh, yeah.
Like for like a quick thing and I'm like,
if the turbulence
this
is really
it.
Bad.
But the moment, it's for like 30 seconds. But I also have this thing where like, I'm so scared the plane's going to explode, but I'm like so convinced. Like, I don't know. Something will happen like midair where like,
it just goes.
We're all free falling.
Yeah.
I'm like so convinced that like, but I'm going to survive.
Like, oh, okay.
I have this weird narcissistic like survivor thing where like, I'm like, well, something bad's going to happen, but I know yeah. I'm going to okay. be fine. I mean, I would never do something where like, I'm taking the parachute, see you later.
Oh, yeah.
But I know like, if I was free falling from an airplane, I would like, I'd know where
maneuver
to go.
Something.
You'd wake
and,
up in
like
wreckage.
Fortnite.
Find a really soft pond or like, and just land perfectly.
A pond.
Yes.
Hate to break it to you. I think you would die if you fell into a pond.
Yeah,
for
it probably wouldn't
miles
work
an hour.
Out. But I always think like, I'm going to get out of here some way or another.
Well, if that helps you through the nervousness of the plane exploding, then that's good.
And I always think, though, like, I'm going to get appendicitis. Like, today's the day.
I think about that, too. Yeah. On a plane or just regular life?
Just regular. Mm-hmm. I don't get why we remove our wisdom teeth as a preventative thing for our dental health to prevent, like, crowding and, like, further dental problems. But, like, our appendicitis, there's, like, what, like a 15% chance that it's gonna burst, and it could happen randomly.
Yeah,
you think they should just take it out when you're born? Just yank it out.
It takes less than what, 15 or 20 minutes to remove it. Like, why can't we schedule, you know, oh, I'm getting my appendix removed today?
Oh,
you know,
like wisdom teeth. That's not a bad idea.
And yeah. because I don't want to be backpacking in Thailand whenever that's gonna be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my appendix burst. Or it's your wedding day. Your appendix burst.
Oh, like, so you just like have right. that as a fear in your mind?
I just don't want it happening on a day where it's like, damn it. This yeah. was a really
yeah.
important day.
Well, like, I feel like it's, is it invasive at all? Is it invasive? Sir? I mean, I would assume they're taking something out. But I always thought it was just like a tiny little hole. They just like.
Yeah, they just, it's at the end of your like large
colon. Do they put
colon,
you to sleep?
Your large intestine. Sorry. Your large colon.
Your huge colon.
Yeah, your large intestine.
I think
yeah,
you are
they sedate you.
It's
one
probably
time,
just a little invasive for them to just do it to everybody.
This is a true story, though. One time, back in the day, like when there was like huge long ship expeditions, like probably in the 1800s or maybe 1700s, the only doctor who was on board of a ship got appendicitis, and he had to remove his own appendix, and he did.
What? With like a mirror above his
a mirror
like, thing.
Above it, drinking right. a lot of whiskey.
Yeah,
and they ask other medical professionals about this, like, how is this possible a man was able to do it?
And
or I think
out.
Was he just like palming, like, you know,
oh, he like did
like
a magic
palming
trick?
Like just pig intestines or something, being like, ooh, guys, look at me, I'm such a badass.
Ew, like, it's so not books. Sterile there too
on a ship.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, yeah,
I mean, he knew what he was doing, but apparently it is a true story of a guy who removed his own appendix.
When was it?
like
last week.
I'm guessing 1700s or 1800s.
Okay, so they had sterile rooms and hospitals. They had like doctors' offices. Ship. I know. I guess it depends.
I mean, he had all the supplies. Ships, he knew what he was doing, but still, they interview doctors to this day. Like, you have to go through so many like layers of tissue. Sorry, trigger warning if that's too gross for people to listen to. But that fascinates me.
Do you believe in paranormal stuff?
Kind of. I've never experienced anything paranormal, but I believe. I'm just scared of it. I don't know if I believe it fully, but I'm scared of it.
Sometimes I forget to be scared. Like when I was a kid, I was so terrified of the dark and ghosts and and just demons coming to get me. And now I'm like, I don't know, I'm so focused on something else. Like, I come home and I'm just watching TikTok and like the dark, and I'm not scared at all.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And
what you
I
mean.
Just haven't had the need to be scared in a while.
That's because
I just kind of forget to think about being scared. Yeah. I think if I allowed myself to just soak in the moment.
You haven't like been in a basement, like a dark basement or like a weird attic in a long time.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
Like,
either.
I saw a TikTok of someone going into their basement. And it was just like creepy, and I had like, there's no basements in California, which is pretty interesting too. I think because of the earthquakes. But like growing up in New Jersey, like you go into someone's basement, it's always it's like cold. The floor is made out of concrete.
Yeah,
you like step, and like a plume of dust comes up, and there's spiders everywhere. And like basements are like a place. Yeah, basements are like haunted houses, but you don't see them out here. So I feel like it's.
Yeah,
you don't think about it that much.
Or I'm always like surprised. I'm never worried if somebody's following me. Like I just don't think of
like,
that.
Stalker.
Yeah, like when you're just driving, you're ever like, is somebody following me? Like
I always don't think about that.
You don't think about it, but somebody totally could be following you.
They could.
I just never choose to think about if someone's following me.
If someone was following me, I'd just be like, what did I do? I would feel like I did something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I always wondered, though, if you followed a cop, how long would they take to realize that you're following them?
I don't know.
It's probably definitely illegal to follow a police officer.
But how would they know? You just say, oh, I'm going to Taco Bell.
I'm going where you're going, sir.
I just want to see what you guys are up to for the day.
Yeah.
I thought that would be so interesting to follow a cop all day to, you know, just shadow them and see what they get into. But I feel like they would be like, stop following us.
Yeah.
But
have you experienced anything paranormal?
No. Nothing that paranormal as well. I think certain spaces contain energy for sure.
Yeah,
like when you walk into like a very old theater, you don't like feel the presence of like wow. Even when you go to like an old comedy club, like you feel the energy of the room. Or you walk into a church, there's just something already there.
Yeah,
like there's a frequency in the room. So even though I feel like I have a thing with like spirits where I'm like, I see you, I hear you, I respect you.
Don't do anything to me.
And I hope you find a resolve for whatever reason you're haunting this place, but like, we're good.
Yeah, that's fair. Leave me alone. I respect you, but leave me alone.
Was there like a list of video ideas that you and Aaron were going to do before quarantine that now you're like picking back up? Or are you just sort of starting fresh or like, let's come up with new ideas now that we're together?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything really that we were planning on doing before, but oh my God.
Sorry, there's like
couch
a,
broke.
There, slide this cushion back a little
it's
bit.
It's like too. A bit of like an air pocket. It's an old couch.
There we go.
But it was funny because when everything shut down, I think Aaron was like, I feel like it's going to be bad for a minute, so maybe we should pre-film. We filmed like 3 videos thinking that would be good.
Yeah.
And then a year later, it's just like, God.
2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
And then a year later.
Yeah.
But didn't the influenza in the 1900s, wasn't that like 2 years? It lasted 2 years or something?
I think it was like, because they didn't have a vaccine. So they had like the second wave and then it was like another year.
Oh,
and they somehow got out of it. But
it's so wild how bad it's getting in India right now.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, you think if there was no vaccines, we would have like another huge wave again?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So scary.
And we may have to continue to get vaccinated, though, after it like wears off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But California now has the lowest positivity rate in the country.
I know. It's crazy.
This summer is going to be so much fun.
And aren't we the most vaccinated or something?
Yes. We're crushing it.
That's nuts.
Did you pick up, besides jump roping, any new hobbies during the entire time of quarantine?
Honestly, not really. I feel like I didn't do anything. Streaming a little bit. I was streaming more for a while.
What were you playing?
Roller Coaster Tycoon. I was playing Animal Crossing.
You know, can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
So a little bit of reference. Carly was actually the very first person we ever interviewed on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
You were like our.
Yes, I totally forgot about that. We released your episode after Josh Peck's, but you were the first person.
Yeah, it's fine. I get it. He's famous.
And that was when we were audio only. I was in my old apartment, but you were talking about how you wanted to buy Roller Coaster Tycoon and start streaming.
Oh my God, look at me. I achieved my goal.
Yeah, exactly. That was just like a flashback of like, wow, Carly said, I want to play Roller Coaster Tycoon and like start, but I don't know how to set it up. I don't know how the cameras work. I don't even know if you can get a roller coaster. Can you buy Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah.
And now a year later.
Is it on Steam?
Yeah.
And are you playing which version? The OG 2000s version?
I think I played... No, I was playing 2, which is my favorite one. Because it's still really stupid looking, but it's not horrible to look at. But it's still like there's no 3D. There's no you can ride the rides. It's just the park. But I got over it kind of fast again. No
do you
weapons.
Guys have a lot of stuff that you're planning to do? Or are you just taking it week by week?
Yeah, we're kind of taking it week by week. But we also have stuff like sort of planned.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better. I feel like it's better for us, especially right now, because it's still like not like some things are open, but it's like you're not supposed to do some stuff. I don't know. So we're kind of it's nice to have a video surrounded by one subject instead of just like vlogging. Yeah, I feel like we're just so used to like being around people and vlogging, and like it's so much easier with other people making jokes and we can go do stuff. So it is. It's still like a little bit difficult, but it's so much better that we're doing it together.
Yeah, you'll totally take it gradually and keep getting your feet wet.
And you guys feel energized like being together again.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's like. I just can't believe we did that for a whole year.
Oh, I have a surprise for you. It's like a gift.
Oh, okay.
It's under your chair.
Yeah, it's like Oprah. What is it? I'm scared.
It's nothing. Why would I wouldn't scare you?
Can I try to reach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, be careful. No.
I can't get it. Is it Bop It?
Wait, no, I don't know. It's not a Bop It. As cool as it would be. I know, mini brands.
Can I open it?
Yes, you can. You. Totally.
What do I do with the mic?
Here, I'll hold it. For the people listening, I put a mini brands ball under Carly's seat.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I know. I had a bunch, and then I wanted to keep that one around for a rainy day, and then I realized you were pretty enthusiastic about mini brands. For the people who don't know what mini brands are, there are a mini ball filled with little prizes, and each one of them are a mini brand. Like, it could be like a tiny thing of sunscreen. They're not real. Like a tiny thing of Spam.
Oh, you know they are,
I've never seen one, no.
Well, do you have a big collection of mini brands right now?
No, Nolan and I just each bought one time because I saw them on TikTok and I thought they were really cute. And I don't know what, we must have bought a specific one because they're all food or kitchen.
Oh yeah, you had like the golden one or that was like kind of like a new collection. This is like the OG mini brands. And shout out to Swoop, the toy store in Birmingham. My Patricia's aunt owns it.
Oh,
and so she hooked me up with some free mini brands.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Aunt Leela.
Thank you, Aunt
Leela.
Thank you, Aunt Leela.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. So it's like an orange.
We should all take a turn opening one.
Okay,
we
can do that.
Each one is a different thing?
Yeah. It's very fun because they're like...
I don't know which ones are the rare ones.
It's
the shelf.
They have one in each...
What is it?
It's just like a little thing you put together in each
one. It's a shopping cart.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Okay, and I get another instructions. One.
Okay, yeah, you get another one.
Cute! A little moon pie.
Oh, moon pies!
You're doing like the makeup?
I'm trying to make this is my moon pie.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, me next.
Yeah, this is a very Matt King thing. I'm surprised you haven't already...
Well, I do like them, but then sometimes like I can't figure out really where to put them, and I just start like finding them everywhere. Ooh, I got Skintimate
shaving cream.
Oh, shaving cream.
Oh, wait, that is so cute. I want that one. Can I have it?
Do you want to trade? You guys want to trade?
We'll trade all of these.
Okay, yeah, we'll give them all to Carly.
Okay, Mike. Now it's your turn.
Go.
It's like a little dreidel.
Oh my God,
that would
be perfect.
Amazing. Okay, here we go. This is my first moon. What is this called?
Mini brand.
We're about to say moon pie.
My first moon pie.
Whoa, Bosco double dulce de caramel syrup.
Oh, cute. I like that it's in a little
look at that
protector.
Is that a rare one? I feel like this is like opening up Pokemon cards in front of your parents on Christmas.
Okay.
One more.
Carly gets the bonus round.
All right.
And you'll get to keep all of these, Carly.
Oh,
you can make a little collection
so
for yourself.
Yeah, there's a little pamphlet in each one, I think, that says like which one's rare. Wait, is this real? It's an actual
Airhead.
Whoa. It's not real.
It has to be.
It feels real.
What do you mean it's not real?
Should I open it?
No.
No,
I think it's
no,
real.
It's like a,
it's
no, there's
styrofoam.
Like a piece of yes,
let me
styrofoam.
I want to open it just to see what it looks
like. Oh, yeah, that's probably not real. But it's kosher.
I don't care. I'm eating it anyway.
Should we open it?
Yeah, just see what it is.
Is that bad?
What if that's like the rarest one? It's worth $8 million.
Bats fly out.
It's a piece of styrofoam.
I mean, I figured that's what was inside of it. So is this like this company gets licensed from these brands to make mini versions?
Yeah.
This is like cute. If you want to play a prank on someone and make them think they've turned into a giant while they're sleeping, you just replace all like the stuff in their room with mini brand stuff, and they're just like, Am I 11 feet tall now? And they go into their kitchen and this is in there. That'd be a pretty good prank to pull on somebody.
That'd be for everything in their house, furniture, everything.
Yeah. You just, everything. Do you guys wake up to alarms?
Yeah.
You set an alarm just every day?
9 a.m. every day. No. But on the weekends, it doesn't do it.
Okay.
But it kind of helps me like rise better. Like I'll continue to sleep, but I'm just like, okay.
You know what time it is.
It's not like starting. Noon or something.
Yeah.
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 I go to sleep to an alarm.
Which.
What? All right. Time to go to bed.
It's soothing, babe.
I hate waking up. Like no matter what time it is. Me too. I really hate it.
You're not a morning person.
Like I say, I'm not. I mean, I wake up at like 9, 10, which I feel like isn't. I mean, it's not early, but.
But do you jump out of bed like with this personality of like, hello, good morning, world?
No, that's why I don't like scheduling things in the morning because I like to have time. I like to lay in bed for a while. I like to have coffee, maybe take a shower, chill, and then do things.
And then I hate when you're in bed, you check your phone and you look at people's Instagram stories, and they've already been up for 2 hours.
Oh, had coffee, always Todd worked is up out. At 6 a.m. He's playing golf. He's running on the beach. Like
yes, it's just like I feel so guilty. But then Todd though like naps from like 3 to 4 though.
Yes, true.
Like, he's an early riser, but he likes to have his midday siesta.
Like I remember when it was voting day, Todd picked me up to go vote, and like you want to get there early. So Todd came to my house at 8 a.m. and he was just blasting like techno music, had a coffee in his hand, and he was just like, "You ready to fucking vote, baby?" And I'm just like, "Dude, it's 8 a.m. Please." He's just that guy wakes up and he's just ready to go.
Well, there I also see random YouTubers or Mark Wahlberg who wakes up at 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, okay, but you go to bed at 6 p.m. So like, don't even talk.
Yeah, chill out, Mark Wahlberg.
He definitely does way more than I will ever do, but
he's just like living on Hawaii time. When
I wake up though, I have to like. Calculate the hours that I've slept and like was that a healthy amount?
Yeah, I do that too.
Like I have to be like, okay, you've been sleeping enough.
Yeah.
Like now it's good to rise because I'm always worried like that wasn't enough hours.
Yeah.
And then I hate continuing my day going, I needed that extra 2 hours.
Yeah.
But
sleep kind of rules my life in a way where I'm like too annoying with it. I just like can't deal if I'm tired, I'm devastated. Like I can't. If I have a flight, I want to schedule at the perfect time. I don't like overnight flights.
Yeah. You shared that TikTok that like I related to a lot where it's like you go to bed and you're already tired, but you just love the free time that you have. And you know you need to be going to bed, but you just love the free time that you get
in this
moment of like you're being by yourself and you get to kind of do what you want to do.
It's my favorite time right now is night. And I don't know. I'm like not anxious or anything. Usually during the day. I don't know what it is. I just have a lot of anxiety lately, but like. All day, I'm just on edge or something. But at night, I feel totally fine.
Weird.
It's probably because everyone else is, like, going to bed. So I feel like there's nothing that's going to, like, happen or I don't know.
Yeah.
Really interesting. But I've always – my mom – when I was in kindergarten, my mom put me in PM kindergarten. She was, like, not a morning person.
What does
that
mean?
AM or PM. So you'd go from, like, 8 a.m. to noon or something, or you'd go noon to 3:30 or 4 or something like that.
Oh.
It was split in half. So you could choose AM or PM.
Wait, is this sweet? Sorry, I didn't catch the first thing you said. What are we talking about?
Kindergarten?
Yes. No, kindergarten for me as a kid
was like that too.
Was AM, PM.
Yeah.
Like, and I brought that up to people the other day where I was like, oh, I went to only school for half the day in kindergarten. They were like, what?
Yeah.
And apparently, though, it was because the neighborhood was very booming and a lot. They didn't have enough space to allocate holding those amount of kids. And the school. Fun. But then eventually, as I don't know, the population moved out of the town and it's kind of regulated that now they have kids the full time. Okay. But it was like a big kind of controversial thing. Like, oh you're sending your kid to rainwater. Are they going to get AM or PM? I was a PM kid.
Yeah, same.
But my parents still had to go to work and they dropped me off at another lady's house. So I still had to get up early.
Oh, rude.
Yeah. That wasn't fun.
Yeah. I always feel really guilty not being a morning person for some reason. But I'm just like, I like staying up late. I just love nighttime.
Yeah.
Night owl stuff.
No one's bothering you. You get to do your own thing. It's quiet. You're not, there's nothing you should be doing when it's like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
You don't feel like, oh, I should be doing something. But if you're up at 8 a.m., you're like, I should be doing it. The second you wake up, you feel like you should be doing something.
Yeah.
So you wake up with this anxiety of like, well, I'm.
Work out. Yeah. Oh, working out. It's like the first thing my body's like going, let's go do that again.
That's good. Yeah.
Like, but after like, if I go like 3 weeks without working out, I don't want to go do it at all.
Yeah. It's hard to get back into it.
Feed it back. I'm like, I feel anxious not doing it.
Yeah.
I feel anxious when I don't do it.
Yeah. I feel like I should have done it.
Nice. I feel like we have a good amount, right?
Yeah. A lot. Did you have fun?
Yeah. I was nervous at I don't know. I feel like the, I feel like I never have anything to talk about.
Oh no, you're
with you guys. It's good.
You're like a wellspring of jokes and stories and ideas and interesting.
Yeah, you
personality
give me confidence
traits
all the time. I'm like so low confidence lately. I don't know why.
Still.
What do you mean still?
I think you're amazing, Carly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just feel like everyone hates me. I don't know what it is.
Nobody.
Like
Carly.
The internet and everybody. But I know nothing has happened to me that I should think that. I don't know, I'm just like scared of everything right now.
I mean, I'm the same way, but then again, I like nothing, but then I have nothing to hide. So
I know. I was talking to my therapist and she was like, not to like make this seem dramatic. She's like, but you have no mean bone in your body.
Yeah.
I was like, I know, but I feel like someone's mad at me or I'm doing something
wrong. I know.
I'm
always just waiting for the D-Day where just like everyone's going to be like, we hate you.
I know. It's weird. I think it's also because I just haven't like been hanging out with people really for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like around you guys or anything. So I don't think you guys hate me, but
no.
I think like doing a
you.
Podcast, I'm like, I hope I don't come off any certain way. I'm just so paranoid now of like things I say online. I'm scared it's going to be.
Yeah. Like, that's normal. I mean, you're not alone with that, but we're in a safe space
and you're a phenomenal woman and we love you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Your book?
Yeah, I wrote a book. It's called I Hate Water Tanks. Oh, and I think, sorry, not to go back to that. I think that's why the Cecil Hotel thing scarred me so bad was because it was in a water tank.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like couldn't.
I had a fight. Matt was there. I had a full-fledged panic attack.
We thought, we went to the Cecil Hotel thinking it would be a fun day.
Like
and
a video.
And Carly
shoot.
Was like, yeah, sure. And then we started getting there. Carly's like, no,
I
guys, no.
I felt like I was not in my body. I mean, this was like 5 years ago or something. And we were hungover. I had coffee. So the anxiety was there.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going home and just laying in my bed. And I was like, I think like some spirit followed me. Like I was just scared.
I mean, no, it was sad. I totally get it.
I know. I was so freaked out.
Because at first I was like, no, Carly, you're fine. You're fine. And then I was like, oh no, she's actually really freaked out.
But also the
wow.
documentary made it seem so much more realistic of what happened. I think what we were told and we knew at the time, it was like way crazier and demonic than what actually happened.
So do you think you could handle it now?
Maybe. Should we go now?
Let's just see how far you can get until you start freaking out and we'll be like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I saw Elton, TFIL actually went. They were like able to go inside and they went on the water tower and stuff, or the water tank and everything.
Maybe you can just like jump rope while you're there to keep you busy.
Yeah, no.
You just like jump rope across the street.
I get too scared. I'm like, no.
You can do a live stream on the roof of the Cecil Hotel. You double your heart rate.
Yeah. Like,
I'm burning so many more calories.
Jumps. Yeah.
Oh, we should do it. But wear our like Apple Watches and have our heart rate monitors to see like who starts freaking out the most.
Yeah. Haunted things. Not that it's haunted. Well, I think Cecil Hotel is probably haunted. It seems like it is. But I feel like haunted things freak me out really bad if I know it's supposed to be haunted. Then I'm scared.
Yeah. All right. Well, so thank you for coming by. Hopefully we can continue to hang out.
Yeah. Nope. That's it. See
you. Are we going to go see your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go do it.
And meet my cat.
Oh, you haven't met the cat yet?
No.
Oh,
never.
Wow.
Have.
Actually, I need you to maybe feed him once or twice next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
If that's okay.
Why not me?
I mean, you can. He's just been doing
it.
Oh. So you can come too. I don't care.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get close in here and yeah.
Yay.
Ooh, I know. Like, no.
Okay. I think we're good.
Who the Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffield.